Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etchalam. We're now in Masachet Pesachim Daf Pei Tet Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud. About to look at Mishnah Gimel and then the next few Mishnayot in this, the eighth Perek. Ha'omer Levonav, Harini Shochet HaPesach HaMishi Alem Ikem Rishon LeYerushalayim. So the father says to his sons, whichever one of you gets to Yerushalayim first, I'm going to shech the Pesach for you. So what's the shiur? The first person who most of his body and his head got into the city, he gets his portion, and he's able to bring his brothers along. So now, so the first look at the Mishnah sounds like it's a toss-up, and which son is going to be included is going to be determined retroactively. And that's Breira. No, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Kedizazan mitzvot kamaru. Father really means that he's including everybody, and he's trying to encourage them to be zariz, to be zealous about their performance of mitzvot, and see who will be the one who earns it for them. And that's actually, if you see the end of the Mishnah, that's proven because it says he brings all his brothers along. If father had included all of them originally, Shapir, then I understand they're already in. If he say that he didn't include anybody in, and he said whichever one gets in first, that'll be the one that's in. After he shechts, how can he include others? After all, but none. We're going to see this a little in the next Mishnah. You can be included or disincluded from a korban until shechita. Rabbi Shimon says till zrika. Shmamina. So you see that you cannot be included after the fact. We had a story where the girls got there before the boys, so the girls in the family were good girls and the guys were bums, but it didn't affect the Korban Pesach, because of course father had really included all of them in the Korban, and when he did Shechita he had all of them included. Okay, and here is that Mishnah. You can include more people in the Pesach until you get to the point where, as long as there's still a kazayit for each person. You can be included or pull away from it until shechitam shimon omer ad shizarek adam. He says until zrikat adam. Okay, my kamash malan, what's his teaching? Kamash malan de afagav de imnu alev chabura zu choser de malav chabura acher. He's teaching you that an entire chabura can back off of the Pesach and another chabura can join as long as before shechita. Okay, imnu moshkin de ma shechet zanam baya machloket. The machloket of Shimon and Tanakama is the mashech is only about pulling out. Rabbanan savri mihi yot mise, and that is if the house is matabait miyot mise, meaning if there's too few people to be included, but the drasha is michayute de se, as long as it's alive. Rabbi Shimon Savar mihavayate de se, until it's performed. So until it's performed, you can pull away. Perform as a zrika. Havalimanot, to be included, divrei hakol ad shishachet. You absolutely have to be included before shechita. Diamar krab, michsat nefashot v'ada tachosu. Michsat nefashot means who is included, and tachosu, playing on the same word, means to shecht. So you have to be included before shechita. Rmiachin nimnin moshkin shdeim himenu ad shishachet. Rmishivan omer nimnin ad shishachet. He agrees that you have to be included by shechita. By the point of shechita moshkin ad shizarek adam. But when it comes to pulling away, you have a little longer until zrikat adam. Okay, the next Mishnah on the top of Pei Tet Amud Bet. Let's say that you, as a member, include someone else with you. The Bnei Chavura can give you your portion. And they can say to him, you brought this other guy along here, we'll give you your portion, you share it with him. In other words, they don't have to divide this fellow equally. It's a problem of a guest bringing a guest in. Now, Ibayalu. Bnei Chavura shoyi adav shalachab mi'an yafot. So a parallel question is brought. What happens if you have a chavura and one of the guys has literally big eyes, meaning a big appetite? Maush yomrulo, can they say to him, tol chalkechavet say, you take your portion, that's 10 of us, you take your 10th, go over there, eat separately, and that way you won't eat more than your portion. Mi amir amatsi amaluhu akvil tun, could he say to them, look, you accept me into the chavura, you're stuck with me as is. Odamatsu al lememerle, or they could say to him, Ki kablinan, we accepted you the tikkun ezvicha. We did it to make sure the korban was proper and we didn't have notar. Adata the chalt feminan, but the thought that you would eat more than we do, lo kavil nach, we didn't accept. So which is it? Do they have the right or does he have the right? Toshma, let's see. Start with our Mishnah. So if you bring somebody else in, they could tell you, take your portion and go eat with your friend. My time, isn't you bringing somebody else in, kind of like you having big eyes. In other words, you're going to eat more than your chelak. And if you think that in a case that a guy proves to have a big appetite, he could say to the chabura, hey, you're stuck with me. Now, why don't we say it's the same thing when you bring somebody else in? So Amri lo, deot shani, this is different when you have more people. Deinami tarvayu kechad mibnei chavura hu da'achli, because even if you had the two of them eating just the same amount as one guy, meaning even if this other fellow wouldn't eat anymore, and the two of them together would only eat one part, matzi amri le, they could still say to him, t'lonechalan inish nuchragaban, we don't want a stranger here. We have a group that, we're all in school together, we're all friends, we're all neighbors, whatever it is, we don't want this outside guy. So they have the right to say, you go somewhere else and eat with him. Toshma, let's keep testing our issue. Hashamash achal kazai basar b'tzara tanur. Let's say Hashamash serving different groups, and he ate a kazait right next to the tanur. If he's a smart guy, malei kriso menu, he eats a lot at that point because he won't necessarily be able to be included elsewhere. Imratzu b'nei chavra lasot tovaimo, but if his group wants to be nice to him, they come and sit next to him and eat, so he's included in the chavra. Tivir b'yuda. Now, ratsu in, lo ratsu lo, it's only if they want to, which means they don't have to. Vamai, name alahu lahakviltin, why doesn't he just say to them, you already accepted me in your chavurah, you have to come eat with me? Shaniyatan amilek yuvin alchadat et nitrachach kaman. We accepted you so you would serve us. Nitrach lan didacht, for us to serve you by moving and sitting on the floor next to the, oven, lo kvilnach, that we didn't accept. So that doesn't prove anything. Toshma, let's try this. Nechavurah shayadav shalachad me'en yafot, you have a chavurah, and one of them eats a lot. Shain the Martol Chal Kachavit would say, they could say to him, you take your part and go. Five people made a potluck meal, not during Pesach. Shain the Martol Chal Kachavit say, they could say to the one guy, you take your fifth and go. Shmamina, so what do you see? That the Chavurah has a right, a group has a right to say to somebody, you're going to eat more than your portion, you take your portion and go. So my velo od, why did the Braita add, not only Pesach, but during a regular potluck meal, why did it add velo od? So the answer is lo mibaye kamar. It's saying more obvious, less obvious. Lo mibaye Pesach tematzi amri lei, ki kamil nachlit kunis vicha. Certainly in the case of Pesach, which is more obvious, because they could say to him, we only brought you in to make sure we didn't have a notar. Afilu sibola nami, even in just a regular potluck meal, the tzav tiba almu, it's just camaraderie. Shayin lamar the tochal kachav, it's say, they could say to him, you take your part and go. Okay, so that still hasn't proven anything to our case, but Ika Amri Haloi Bayilan. Some people say we don't even ask this question. Elahachiu de Bayilan. The real question was not about one guy who eats a lot, but rather Bnei Chavurah Shayin Lachalek or Enu Shayin Lachalek. Could the Bnei Chavurah divide up what they have and give equal portions and leave it at that, or do you put it all in the middle? Toshma Bnei Chavurah Shayadav Shalachat Mehin Yafot Shayin Lomar Lo. If one guy has a big appetite, they can tell him to go. So yadav yafot in, ein yadav yafot lo. That's only if one guy has a visibly bigger appetite than everybody else, or is eating faster, but not in normal circumstances, which means you can't divide it and force everybody to go separate ways. So shmamina. So here we have a story, kind of cute story. Papa of Ravuna Reishua, students of Rava, arivu rifta badadi adadi. They sat down with a meal together. Rav Huna Rav Yeshua was eating slower. Papa ate four times as much in the meantime. So Amalei Polagli. So Rav Huna Rav Yeshua said to our Papa, let's split the meal and you go away. Amalei Kviltun. He said, no, you already agreed to sit down with me. So Eitavei Kohane Tiyuvta. So Rav Huna Rav Yeshua brought Rav Papa all of these proofs that he could force him to leave. Shani Kedashanin. Rav Papa brought all of the answers that we brought. Eitav b'nei chabur, he brought back the b'nei chabur a piece with the five guys in the potluck. He said, yeah, that's a case of the korban where we don't want the notar. Eitav b'sibolot, then he brought the five guys of the potluck. Sorry, this is where the potluck. Palagle, Rav Papa said, you beat me. Okay, take half the meal and we'll go separate. You win. But it doesn't end well for Rav Huna because Azal Arvandi Ravina. He didn't want to eat alone, so he said to Ravina, come join me. So Rav Huna Rav Yeshua ate one more portion. Ravina ate eight portions, twice as much as Rav Papa had. I'd rather have 100 Rav Papas and not even one Ravina. He eats too much. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Interesting halacha. If you include other people on your Pesach or your Chagiga, you've got the korban, and now you have other people come and join you. The money that you have with you is chulin. And let's say you sell your ola or your shlamim, so somebody else could use it. You've accomplished nothing. All the money that you have, we'll see what kolshein means, goes to nidava. So now our question is, if the sale is meaningless, why should the money go to nidava? Your money is chulin. You have a korban, you weren't able to sell it because we don't let you sell it. It doesn't work. Therefore, the money is chulin. So Marava Knas, Rava says it's a knas because you tried to sell it. So you lose that money. Umay kolshein, why does it say kolshein? Afagavdo havu shavu el arba. Let's say the korban is worth 4, vahavi lechamshen, they paid you 5. You even lost that extra one that you made, more than the value, because it's not that the money became hektesh, it's a knas. Amarula vitema rabbi Yoshaya, efshar yadi chavin bavloi tama dahai milta. So he asked the question, maybe our Babylonian colleagues understand the reason for the following halacha. Zehi frish tle lepischo, vzehi frish ma'o lepischo. Think about this. A guy bought a Pesach. The Pesach's Kodesh. A guy puts aside money to buy into the Pesach. So, he'ach hektesh chal hektesh. How can the hektesh be chal on hektesh? You know, that you're buying into an animal that's already hektesh. So, So how does it work that your money now becomes chulin? What were you swapping for? So, I'll buy it. And this is all referring to stuff we're going to see in the next few passages. Ilav do'og me Rabbi Yoshaya lahu b'memane zona al pischo. Had Rabbi Yoshaya not established the following that we're going to see later on, that it is a case where you included a zonah in your Pesach, which then means that the money is in it non-zonah, v'rebi hi, and it's authored by Rebbe. Had with that not happened, habe mokmina lalahi b'kotchim kalim, it would have said that that brayta was about kotchim kalim or shlamim. Followed Rabbi Yosei Gli. What's Rabbi Yosei Gli's position? Damar kotchim kalim mamon balim hu. He has a singular position, which is that kochim kalim really belong to you. So it's not really hektesh. So that's why the money becomes chul and the animal becomes hektesh. Pesach lo mishayim inish. But when it comes to a Pesach, a person does not leave room for the chulin to be there. So b'ma'od v'adim mishayim inish. But the money that you use, you're leaving room. So that when you're makdish money, you're leaving room that some chulin to be swapped for the korban. Because when you set aside money for Pesach, you've been setting aside that you could use it to buy a korban, and some of that money is going to be left over for others to join. V'ha Rebbe he, but as it turns out, this is authored by Rebbe, because a person does leave over when they use their money for that. When Rabbi Shaiah says that Mishnah about these non-zonahs, like Rabbi, Lomokmina Le Anak Rabbi. I disagree, and I don't say it's Rabbi. Pesach Lomashayim Inish. A person doesn't leave money over, leave room over in the Pesach to have others included that way. Vahal Lake Lukmik Rabbi Yossi, and you can't say it's Rabbi Yossi. Dahatani Ba Mocher Olatosh Lamav Lo Asavala Klum. Rabbi Yossi Gli, remember, says that it's Mamon Balim. You could sell it. Vahashtuk Me Rabbi Yoshaya Lahim, Mane Zonah Pischov Rabbi. But now that Rabbi Yoshaya said that thing we're about to see is Rabbi, and it's Mane Zonah Pischov. But it's fairly, I feel the Pischov Mishayim Inish. So you see that Rabbi Yoshaya holds, and that he thinks that Rebbe holds, that when a person is makdish to Pesach, they leave some room in it that's not hektesh for more hektesh to be chal. Okay, Mahid Rabbi Shai, what are we talking about? None. Now, Tamba Muktashin Bet Nana. Let's say that you paid a zonah with hektesh. Remember, a non-zonah can't be used as a hektesh. Let's say you paid it with hektesh. Hara'ilu Mutarin, those could be used. Ofot Dechulin, let's say regular birds. Hara'ilu Asurin, can't be used as a korban. Shayabedin, really, we could have said a kalvachomer. My muktashim shahamum posel bahen, something that's hektish. Where a mum invalidates them, ain't it nanumachir chalehen? But you say that if it's used as a payment for a zonah, it's not chal or mechir kelev. Ofocha ain't a mum posel bahen, so birds where there is no din of mum. Mum doesn't have the birds don't have a din of tamut. Zachrut, they just have a din of chusar ever. Ein odin shein an mechir mechalein. Certainly, that should not be affected by an zonah. Tamlomar lechol neder. Lo tavi et non zonah mechir kelev lechol neder. The rabbah to tell fot to even include a fot. Kavachom l'kdashin meata. Now turn the kavachomer backwards. Ma'ofot she'en amun posel b'hen et nan mechir chalein, mutashin she'en amun posel b'hen or din she'en nan mechir chalein, so something that's already hekdesh should then be able to become an etnan. Talmud lomar l'chol neder, meaning prat l'nadur. So it's something that it was chulin and now be turned into a neder, not something that was already hekdesh, then being used in etnan. Ha'atamar achat v'chman a neder, so only because the Torah wrote that word. Halav ha'achiyav meina mukdashim chal yisra etnan alein. I would think that something that is hekdesh could then become an etnan. But it doesn't belong to you. So how could you ask it? And even without the word neder, how could this happen? He said, this is talking about, Natan like Muktashim Bet Nana is talking about including a zonah in your Pesach, and it's following Rebbe. And now we're going to see what opinion this is of Rebbe. So that's why we would think that Etnan would be chal on it, and that's why the word neder comes and says it's not. So my Rebbe, what's the statement of Rebbe? Tanya. We said, if the house is not enough for a seh, you include other people. Hachayehu miseh, michte achila, meaning there has to be enough for each person to eat, v'lo michte mekach. Michte mekach, meaning, she'im ein lo maneh acherimo al pischo v'alchingato, mo'ot shve'ado chulin. Shmarken ikdishu Yisrael pischehen. In other words, Rebbe says that even if you are short on funds, you could sell your chelik in the Pesach for that, as opposed to Chachamim who say that you can't do it. Right? So Rebbe says you could do that, so therefore Rebbe would say that if you were to include a zonah in this, and you use this as your payment to her, and then it doesn't become an etnan because of the chol neder. Now, Rabbi Zera, Charamar ba'itzim litzliyato kol yamalo pligi. If you're using wood to roast it, and that's what you paid with, then everybody agrees it's fine to come into contact the Pesach who go for the Pesach dami. That's needed for the Pesach, therefore it's like the Pesach itself. Kifligi matzomor, the disagreement is about matzomor, which is eaten with the Pesach. Rabbanan sabi ha achil achritihi. Rabbanan say that's a separate eating. Therefore, you can only use it for needing to eat the Pesach, but not for funds. For Rabbi Savar came with the Achshero, the Pesach, since eating matzah mor is needed in order to eat the Pesach, you need to eat the Pesach with matzah mor. Goof of the Pesach Tami, it's like the goof of Pesach. The Charamar, the other said, matzah mor nami, kuli amalo pligi. The other position is that everybody agrees that even for matzah mor it's fine. Can we share the Pesach, and then you can go Pesach Tami, since they're needed for the Pesach, it's like Pesach. Kipligi kach bo chaluk. They disagree about whether you could use the Pesach, sell your part in order to buy a garment. Kach bo talit. That means only for the animal itself, and what's needed for the animal. You could even take sustenance for yourself from the animal, like buying clothes. Now remember, Rishaya said that Mishnah, is Rebbe, who holds that you could even sell something that's not even connected to the Pesach. You could sell your part in the Pesach in order to get that. And had Rabbi Shai not made that identification, we would have said this is talking about Kochim Kalim. But Libra Bisiglan, Kochim Kalim, Omen Balim, who says, Shlomim belong to you, and therefore it's yours to sell. Pesach lo Mashai Rinish, but when it comes to the Pesach, you couldn't sell it. But in this Braita, it said explicitly that Am Yisrael is makdish their psachim, so that if anybody needs to sell their part, that's what they can use it for. So, don't say that that's why they're makdish the animal, but that's why they're makdish the money for the animal in order to be able to use it for whatever may be needed, including those ancillary needs. Okay, we'll pick it up with the next podcast dealing with the status of Azav and Azava, and Nida, etc., and Shechita for them on Yudalid. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.